There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this 12th of May. Getting ready to go celebrate some great educators, bus drivers, cafeteria workers, substitute teachers, you name it, from the Malvern School District. And looking forward to doing that. But I've been teasing this, that tomorrow we've got the head hog coming in, Roger. It's the All-In Roadshow. We need to bring in our man Elvis. He's not our number one Elvis. He's our number two Elvis. Oh, here we go. Let's go.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going over there?
Listen to this, Elvis. Turn it up, Roger.
Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da.
Come on. Way to start the morning for sure. Good way to start the morning.
Go. So
we are excited to bring the road show tomorrow to Little Rock.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Elvis.
Basil, hopefully you're doing all those motions full out.
I am. I am doing them. Yes. Yeah, the All-In right. Road Show is tomorrow.
Yeah, All-In Roadshow tomorrow. We're going to be at the Rail Yard. Doors are going to open at 5:30. We've got a program with Coach Ryan Silverfield. We also have Chuck Barrett coming in, as well as some members of our Spirit Squads will be available. And we'll also have Tusk there as well.
Wow.
It's going to be a fun event for all of our fans, David. We want to invite every Razorback fan in Little Rock area to come out and showcase support for Coach Silverfield.
So I went on the website. You go to ArkansasRazorbacks.com, and at the very top you'll see All In Roadshow, and I clicked on it. So is it $16 per ticket? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's $15. We got it. There's, of course, the fun dollar fee for the actual processing, but it's $16 a ticket, and that will include complimentary. Well, we say complimentary, but it's part of your ticket package. It will include food and soft drinks as well, and then we'll have a cash bar available for anyone that wants to take advantage of that. But the Rail Yard sounds like, David, I know I talked to a couple of different folks in town and said that's going to be a really cool place for this to happen outside.
Yeah, it's Roger, I don't know if you know where that's at. It's down by the Clinton Library. Yep. You remember the big biscuit, the cat biscuit, the cat
head
biscuit?
I did, cat head, yeah.
It's right across the street from that. It's,
oh,
it's
very
that facility.
Cool.
It's really
that's
big.
A cool area.
Yeah, it is. It's big.
It is,
and it's
now,
open. Yeah,
yeah,
they're really developing
it
in that area, yeah. And they have been for a lot of years, Elvis. And so now, will people have the chance? I'm sure it'll be crowded, but will people have the chance to go up and shake Ryan Silverfield's hand or take a picture or anything like that?
Yes, so Coach will be there. We'll start the plan to arrive at about 5:30 as well with their group. I know that he's also doing some visits around Little Rock that afternoon, and so he will be arriving about 5:30, and then we'll have meet and greet opportunities as well as just fans to mix and mingle with eating and enjoying their food. And we'll start the program about 6:05 with Chuck Barrett leading that with Coach Silverfield. So again, tickets $16. That will give the opportunity for food and beverages to be included in that. So really exciting time. There'll be music going, and it's just going to be a fun outside event for everybody.
What about kids? Kids get to come or no?
Yep, kids can come. It's absolutely open to all fans. And then what Coach is going to really talk about is just looking ahead for the upcoming season. He's going to talk about recruiting. He's going to talk about commitments. He's going to talk about the vision that he has for the program. And I'm sure that Chuck will dive into a couple of more areas that Coach wants to talk about. But it's going to be a good opportunity to hear from Coach Silverfield directly about what to expect for the upcoming year.
You know, I'm looking at the website, and there's an All-In Road Show in Fayetteville today at 6 o'clock with the baseball players. That's pretty cool to be able to do that this week.
So we've got tonight, we will be in Fayetteville at the Ozark Music Hall. And then on Thursday, we're going to be in Jonesboro at the Lounge at Huntington Square. And then on Monday, we are taking a bus and heading to Frisco at the Star. And yeah, we'll have some players with us as well.
Now, listen, have you ever been to the Star in Frisco before, Elvis?
No, I've not. I've not been there.
It is off. I've been there multiple times. It is off the chart. There's no other NFL franchise that's got a headquarters like Jerry has done it. You walk in, it looks like a 5-star hotel. You know, wow. Of course, you got all the Super Bowl trophies. So that'll be cool to be able to do that. So all this information can be found at ArkansasRazorbacks.com. Now, did we already do it? Am I getting mixed up, Elvis? Is this what we do every spring when we do you rotate, you have to take Tusk and different coaches go? Is this something separate from that? I'm lost on my timeline here.
Yep. So you're right on your timeline. We worked together with this, with Coach Silverfield being new. We wanted to really provide him the opportunity to get out and be seen and have the opportunity to visit with fans across Arkansas. We added Dallas Center. But, yes, that was the one Razorback road show. This year we've dubbed it the All-In Road
Gotcha.
Show, and it's going to be an opportunity for fans to get to hear from Coach Silverfield directly. And really wanted to focus on the upcoming football season, which I know a lot of fans are excited about. So this is just, as a part of that, we just branched off and had the opportunity to have Coach Silverfield involved.
Roger, Elvis is the architect of Hogtown. He is the architect, not the mayor.
I think I remember.
You know, it seemed like when you first started that did you have a mayor each game, the mayor of Hogtown? Did you do away with that, or did you ever do that in the first place?
Well, we gave a key. We gave the official key to Hogtown that first year. That was to our. To the most the most energetic, excited, loudest person that was that goes through Hogtown. So I like your idea of the official mayor.
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
They called that
yes.
occasionally, David.
Yeah. Yeah. You're really the mayor, but you can be guest mayor of Hogtown on Saturday. So, you know, that area is that's really the only area you could do, you know, Roger, what they're doing. They just Fayetteville just doesn't have a lot of space because you've got tailgating on the other side there by the
right.
Tyson Center and houses around, and you're just sort of limited. But I think you guys have maxed out and done about as much as you can do. I love the HOGS. That was Elvis's idea, Roger, where you walk from the street and it's wide, and they got HOGS filling up the space. So you're just trying to maximize everything you can, you know, in that area, right?
So at least somebody's trying to do something.
Well, one of the things that we do is that we all visit. We have several meetings that go on throughout the course of the summer. But you know, one of the things we want to consistently try to do is to make sure that we're trying to do everything at the highest level related to fan engagement and really think about every fan that we can touch and that has the opportunity to be a part of the game day experience. You know, that's always important for us. I know, and specifically in my role, I have the opportunity to really get creative and really drive some excitement in Hogtown, the pregame pep rally, the hog walk, you know, all those things leading up to the game. That's really something that we get excited about and always looking for new ideas. So, you know, David brings a lot to the table as well. So if y'all have any fun ideas, David, bring them to me.
Well, I'm excited that Tusk is going to be there. That's cool, Roger, that Tusk will be in town. You know, I don't know if you know this, Elvis, but I have Elvis is not responsible for the in-game atmosphere and in-game things. There's somebody else that's responsible for that. But for many, many years, Elvis, I don't know if you and I have had this discussion. I've always just have not liked, to the point I've always said, I just do not like hearing Hey Jude played in the fourth quarter of a Razorback game. It doesn't fit. It just, I don't like it. I go to every stadium, been going for, 14 straight years to every stadium in the SEC. And so we're going to talk with that. And I've always wondered, you know, where that came from. And so
I've been teasing this.
I know. We talked to a young man who's in the band, and I think he has tracked down to where Hey Jude came from. Do you know much about that story at all? Are you aware of the Hey Jude hate and like that? But it's a tradition of the band playing that in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, I'm not sure that. I mean, I've been here for, going on 13 seasons.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was something that was here when I got here, and I know that's something that's happened every game since I've been here. So I don't really know the back end of that. You know, I know that I'm sure that there's probably a few people that could have some background on that.
Yes, it's going to be interesting when we share that story. So, listen, well, looking forward to seeing you, Elvis. Thanks for the heads up. Again, it's ArkansasRazorback.com. To get your tickets. And I tell you, I've really been impressed with Silverfield. Of course, most Razorback coaches that we get in are pretty good with wanting to visit with everybody, but this guy's really going the extra mile, just like Sam did. But this guy's a little bit younger. He's got a little bit more energy and more gas in the tank probably, and I think he's new to the area. So he'll do a good job of shaking hands tomorrow. So if you want to meet him, I think you'll have a good chance tomorrow. So thanks, Elvis, and have safe travels down here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me on, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Elvis. Appreciate it. I went back last night and it had background as the Elvis movie. It is so good.
He's just throwing it all over the place now.
It is so good.
Well, Christian, have you seen it yet? Torbjornsson guy is just. I'm so way over that guy.
I know. I was up for a while. Have you watched it yet, Christian?
The live. The concert one?
Yeah, epic.
No, Elvis Presley in concert.
I haven't, no.
You have it.
What?
You have it.
Oh, my. How and much disrespect is that?
You know what? Well, the host of the number one show has, and maybe that has something to do with it, or it could have just cost us a whole lot of votes.
Let's hit some of our Middleton Heat and Air text line here. Ryan Silverville will get an extra year mulligan if he acts as Hey Jude in the fourth quarter. Of course, you know.
I know.
Today, remind me when I leave Deserving Dozen at Corky's. Baz, line it up for tomorrow.
Come on.
Line up Hey Jude tomorrow.
Make yourself a note as well. We must do this. It's in between the FanDuel spots. We've got to get him to tell us that.
Here's one. I have a 04 Chevy Silverado 1500 with 400,000 miles. Man, that is serious.
Somebody
business.
Just sold one with a couple, 300,000 miles on it. I'm looking for a weekend trot.
Someone says ex-Cowboy and Broncos quarterback Craig Morton passed away yesterday. Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
For those of us in our 50s, you know, he's one of the four quarterbacks that's played in two Super Bowls. Two different teams in Super Bowls.
I remember the Bronco team in the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Played against his own team. Probably.
He did.
You know what?
Beat him easily.
He may be of the four quarterbacks that we know have played on two different, and each one of them just won one at least, four teams, Super Bowl teams was what?
Yeah.
Excuse me. To four quarterbacks who have played on two
Super Bowl teams.
Him, Craig Morton, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady,
and Kurt Warner.
Of those four, I think Morton is the only one to play against his former team.
Oh, that's
would that be yeah, would that be the other caveat of that?
That's pretty cool. Now Brady won with each of the two teams.
He did. Manning did as well.
Brady, Manning.
And Warner did not.
Lost with the Cardinals.
Yes, he lost to the Steelers.
Let's see here. Hey, gentlemen, ESPN and CBS College Football Live ranks Arkansas football program last in the SEC again. I wouldn't be upset by it. I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's just not going to, until you change it on the field, not going to happen. Here's one, Wesley Lassane, 2000 Toyota Land Cruiser. We know, of course, there his wife Kelly, 2000 Toyota Land Cruiser, $339,000. That's a lot of miles. Let's see here.
Yeah.
Here's another 300.
But again, everybody's got a truck. Has got nobody gives up their truck, bruh.
360,000 miles since 2002 F-150. Here's one. I have an 01 Tacoma. All these 358,000. Man. You guys need to start hanging number one banners in the studio. Let that fill that baby up.
Hang them up.
Yeah, listen, you know, it just happens so rarely, you know. Yeah. We just want to mention it. It's just tough to do.
We're blessed to be here when you make us your one show, no matter what the ratings say.
Just recently sold a Toyota Tacoma that had 420,000 miles.
Guess what? He just sold it.
Yeah, that is...
What year was it, did he say? See, somebody's going to take that and maybe put a new engine in it. I don't know.
Somebody says, "In the presence of the Lord is Wynwood's best," written and performed with Eric Clapton, a great example of their faith. Which one of these, Christian, did you say? Are you more like Wynwood? What do we say? Which one did
I
you
like
cover?
Wynwood.
What did you cover a minute ago?
That was Billy Joel.
Billy Joel. Yeah. Can you give a Wynwood? What's a Wynwood? This is not a slow Wynwood, is it?
That's
a good one. I don't know that's a great song.
Fine romance.
Looking for Anthony's best Anthony's, Bowler Earl Anthony, last name, Michael Anthony Van Halen.
Ooh. Mark Anthony.
Anthony, Tom and Norman, buddy. Yeah, he's a good one.
That's number one.
Let's see. You mentioned that before. All right, so is there another one, Christian, too, by the way? We want to make sure to give you your chance.
Is there an Anthony Gonzalez? It's Tony Gonzalez, isn't it? Okay, it's Tony Gonzalez.
Do you want to take a shot at a Winwood? Or do you want to pass? I always like to give you that.
I'll pass.
Okay, Anthony Munoz. Oh my gosh,
we should
be ashamed. It's a
you should.
I should. It's my
you
fault.
You should. Yes.
What about Anthony Kim, the golfer? Yes.
Oh my god, no, I should be ashamed of that one.
Let's see here. I've gone to school and work in aviation, and one big thing about a car is if we treated a car like a plane, you could have a car from the 60s in amazing condition today. Please read your car's service and maintenance schedule and the manual, and you can get to a car to $300,000, no problem. That's a great point.
If you do it.
That's a great point.
Yeah, some things may go out. Problem is if that alternator goes out, does that put strain on the starter if you get a new alternator? You know, what about, I went to school with a guy, Anthony Lomax. May he rest in peace.
Well, here's one.
I think he passed many, many years ago, but... I think that may be the only Anthony I went to school with.
Hey, what about Tony La Russa?
Anthony? No, not going to take it.
The winner of American Idol can sing. Her name is Hannah, stay-at-home mom. I think she could be the next up-and-coming country star. I saw at the very end, I turned over there and just saw, I hadn't watched one bit of it. There was a couple of Arkansans that did well in it.
Oh, yeah?
But the girl got up there, and it was between her and a sort of a heavyset black guy. And, of course, you know, the guy who loses has to act like, you know, hey, I'm so happy for you, you know,
could have changed
my life, I'm out.
Right.
You know, they tell her to start, it never works. They tell her to, now you got to sing. She's bawling, and the song is like At the Cross by Chris Tomlin, which is
a little of that?
She gets about three words through
Will
it.
Will you?
No.
You know what? When I saw the wedding program for Maddie Hatcher.
Oh, yeah.
And you sent that and showed that. When I saw the Gaither, when I saw the song, I'm going, they got a Gaither there? I thought that was just the song.
Yeah. Let me tell you the greatest part of that wedding.
Yeah.
So, Christian, this piece of property that the Hatchers own, it's got a runway on it. The previous owner had built a runway for a jet, and he ended up selling it because of legal challenges with him flying a jet in there. So think about the runway being a mile long, and so the wedding is at the end of the runway with a body of water that goes all the way around to where Wes Sutton lives, goes all the way out to where the second walkover bridge down here that you see when you cross 430, that to the right, that little area, the little Maumelle River or whatever goes up through there. Anyway, so at the very end, I swear to you, this is what happened. They go, all right, you may now kiss the bride, and as they're doing that, you're... It's a bass boat. And it comes just barely down. It's so loud right behind them. Right behind. So everybody's laughing. You got 300 people there. So they kiss and he goes, you now pronounce. There's another bass boat that goes by. It's the greatest thing ever. No, it was not part of the deal. It's the greatest thing ever, though. I just thought it was just sort of made it perfect. So anyway, congratulations to Maddie and Spencer. That was a super wedding.
Well, you're just singing about. Or you just mentioned a religious song, and that made me think of that. And that's what we do. And completely go off the rail.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 661-1037. Hey, the other thing
We
got the feud coming up here in just a minute.
Where's Chuck?
Chuck will be up here in 5 minutes. Roger, did you see where the first Spanish language broadcaster for the LA Dodgers, Houston Astros, and Texas Rangers died at 96? He had a 60-year career. Do we have in the system? Can you
Doyers.
Find the system?
They pronounce it Los Angeles. Doyers.
Can you find in the system?
Our man,
what was his name? Oh my gosh, he was so good. Calling.
Oh yeah.
Let's see here. What's his name?
He's dead now.
No. Oh my gosh. See if you can sign a touchdown in Spanish. Touchdown in Spanish. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe I went blank on his name. He would call Razorback. He would call Razorback games. For the Spanish-speaking community up in Northwest Arkansas, you have obviously a lot of Hispanics up there working with Tyson, and so he would do that, and they actually had him as a regular. Oh my gosh, what is the matter with me? I cannot believe I've gone blank. If not, we'll find it during the break. But I loved his touchdown calls, but they don't do it anymore. You know, it didn't cost him anything. Like, why not? Why would I be one of the only ones that does that? So what the heck? I love it. You know, the energy, touchdown. But I don't think you're going to be able to find it without me giving you the name.
Yeah.
Carlos. Carlos is his name. Carlos Chicas. Carlos Chicas. See if you can find that. What's up, Chucky?
I can't wait to see what's in your phone.
Yeah. It is so good. I think he calls. I think we've got one on my phone. I heard it 2 nights ago.
Here we go. En vivo y en directo desde Ciudad Universitaria. Ya tiene Málaga a la altura de la yarda 50. Viene, va por la pelota en juego. Tira, lanza la pelota. Ya va DJ Williams. Parece que la va a agarrar. La va a agarrar. La va a agarrar. La va a agarrar. La agarró.
Oh no, it cut it off at the end. Dadgummit.
Bienvenidos a Ciudad Universitaria para el encuentro entre Arkansas y Texas A&M, los Aggies. Arkansas,
oh, this is basketball.
Contragolpe. La tiene el número 10, Jalen.
Damas y caballeros, en vivo y en directo desde Ciudad Universitaria. Ya tiene Málaga a la altura de la yarda 50. Viene, va por la pelota en juego. Tira, lanza la pelota. Ya va DJ Williams. Parece que la va a agarrar, la va a agarrar, la va a agarrar, la va a agarrar. ¡La agarró!
Wow! Holy mackerel!
This is what we live for, you know. We live to play this kind of game. We live to play baseball every single day. And you know, at this stage, it doesn't get any better. So tomorrow we're gonna pray that the.
That's good, Roger. That's how about that, Carlos Chicas?
Amazing!
Wow! I mean, he helped that. He did that live. Did you hear it? He was doing that live for us.
What years do you think that was?
So that was probably Roger. What do you think? 7, 8 years ago. Maybe 8 years ago?
Well, what it says is...
Yeah, he was doing that every game because there's such a big...
That was probably better than the English broadcast because we sucked then.
That was in 08 or 11.
It was at least entertaining.
Yeah, you reckon that guy was bringing that?
Oh, he was bringing
that. He is bringing that. Yeah, Roger, can you do the... can you do a little bit of the...
Listen, right now my kidneys are full. I'm just ready to take a break.
Let's take a break. We'll come back.
Oh, thank you, brother.
You know, we need a contestant, too, for a little family feud.
You want to help me skip right on down the hallway, going to the bathroom.
Wow. Don't go away. 827.
Come on. That's got some stank all up in it.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
The NBA Draft Combine started up yesterday, and it was Measurables Day. Arkansas's Darius Acuff Jr., Malik Thomas, Billy Richmond, and Trevin Brazil will all be in attendance. Acuff Jr. came in at 6'2 with a 6'7 wingspan, which is a very good result for him. Malik Thomas came in at 6'3 with a nearly 6'7 wingspan. So far, Billy Richmond's and Trevin Brazil's measurements have not been made available. Today will be the strength, agility, and shooting drills. Those can be seen live at 1 on ESPN2. And the Arkansas Travelers take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on the road at 11:05 today. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz, too. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A little on the cool side this morning, but a beautiful sunny day is ahead. We'll warm to the upper 70s. Some may hit 80. Here in Little Rock, we'll top out at 79. Tonight, a clear sky dropping to 57 overnight. Maybe a few clouds early tomorrow, but those clouds will move on out. It'll be warm, mostly sunny, and high of 83. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Tuesday on Out of Bounds, talk a little Razorback basketball. Matt Zimmerman will join us at 2:10. We'll get Coach Z's thoughts on the Razorbacks portal additions and what could be next. Also, we'll be talking to the NBA playoffs, a couple big games on Monday night. We'll rehash those on Tuesday and talk about the Diamond Hogs getting ready for the three-game series against Kentucky. All that and much more coming up Tuesday on Out of Bounds.
Quick question, Arkansas. Did you know that across the country about 92% of folks are wearing their seatbelts? But here at home, that number drops to around 80%. It only takes 2 seconds to click your seatbelt into place. Just two. But those couple of seconds could be the most critical ones of your entire life. Why? Because if you're riding without a seatbelt, you're not only gambling with your own life, but also the lives of those riding with you. Here's the hard truth. In 2022, half of all the people who died in vehicle crashes weren't buckled up. Wearing your seatbelt is hands down the most effective way to reduce the risk of death or serious injury in a wreck. That's why every single time I get into a vehicle, whether I'm behind the wheel or just riding along, I fasten my seatbelt. Not most of the time, every time. No excuses. I'm throwing down the challenge. Will you do the same? Because this isn't just about safety, it's about smarts. It's common sense. And here's the good news. Nearly 15,000 lives are saved each year because people chose to buckle up. That number could someday include you or someone you care about. So let's step it up, Arkansas. I'm strapped in. Are you? Click it. Don't risk it. Seatbelts save lives.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
Tennis fans, get ready for world-class tennis at the UAMS Health Little Rock Open. Presented by the Worsham Law Firm, May 24th through May 31st at the Rebzimen Tennis Center in Little Rock. Exciting hardcore action on the ATP Challenger Tour. Admission is free. The tournament benefits the bone marrow transplant program at the UAMS Winthrop B. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. For more information, visit LittleRockOpen.com. LittleRockOpen.com.
Can't listen to the radio? Don't worry. You can catch Morning Mayhem live every day. Just download the 103.7 The Buzz app.
Roger's really big on the turntables today.
Well, no, I get a lot with a major assist by Christian.
Yeah, good stuff. Stephen Wood's birthday today, one of the greats.
Yeah, one of the greats,
uplifting,
Chuck.
Uplifting. Looking for National Anthony Day. Somebody said Anthony of Vallinati, which is DeLuca. We call him Anthony.
Other than his solo stuff, who did he sing for back in the day?
Spencer for Hire.
Spencer Davis. Yeah,
Traffic, too, didn't he?
Traffic, yeah.
Yeah, that's Spencer Davis' song. You have that as part. That's part of our rejoiner, right, Raj?
I think so.
Let's see here. Best break music yet. Keep the funk. Roger. What about Anthony? Mentioned National Anthony today. Anthony Kiedis? Is it Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yeah, he's the lead singer.
Kiedis. Say it again.
Kiedis.
I've never actually heard it pronounced like that.
That's the way I say it, because that's how it's spelled.
Okay.
Maybe it's Kiedis. I don't know.
I've always heard Kiedis. I don't know if it's right or not.
All right, my man. Chuck, congratulations on the barbecue. Good job.
Hey, we made it.
It's a lot of work,
22 years
worth. Yeah, a lot of work. Wow. You and Terry and Gemma and everybody on staff.
The whole
day. Leslie, yeah. All the salespeople, Ralph, and
everybody. Everybody pulls together and it happens.
Yeah, good weather.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, of course,
everybody make it out? Everybody
that made it, made it.
Okay, I didn't know. I don't know. I'm just curious.
You drink all of our people?
All
of our people.
Very good. Because I don't get to see them all. I mean, I don't get to see them all. Yeah. And because I know some of them come in stages, so I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, they come in stages.
Yeah, you were going to say.
We're going to thank our sponsors. Of course, Double B's, Gravely Mowers, Bud Light, Oaklawn Sports, Jez Camper Rental, Arkansas Golf, and Power Sports. Thanks, everybody.
Wow.
All your help in making Buzz BQ possible.
Yeah. Fun. And now we start our summer of adventure. We're doing today our first deserving dozen. I almost said dirty dozen. Our deserving dozen from Malvern.
That's right.
Corky's. Yeah, we do that today, and then we do Benton on Friday. So got a good group of folks coming in from Malvern.
Shout out to Joe.
Joe's taking care of them at Corky's. Appreciate them. And Steve Qualls at Design Lab doing all the shirts. And then Greg Hatcher, Twin City Limo, for going and picking them up.
Yeah, so, that's right. In style.
Yeah, it is. They enjoy that.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports, Can-Am, and Sea-Doo. Joining Morning Mayhem, it's Chuck Gatlin.
What up?
Now, this sponsorship is open, right? Your sponsorship
is
now open. Yes.
Call, sure, I never played that.
Yeah, call Leslie. Get this thing done.
Yes.
Yeah, let's get it.
Somebody sponsor me.
Yes.
I need to get Steve Falls and make me a T-shirt that says "This Space for Hire."
What you got? You don't have much to talk about today.
Man, got a lot Roger of baseball. Tonight. You know, got Roger doing trivia tonight.
Thank you, Chuck. Yes.
And then you know, the Travelers, they start a series at Northwest Arkansas this week. They're going to be playing the next few days up there. Today at 10:50 is the first pitch. You hear that on Buzz 2. 6:50 tomorrow on Buzz 2.
So
6:50 again on Thursday. Razorbacks start a series with Kentucky. It'll be the last
last regular season.
Yep. Yeah, 5:00 Thursday. Right here on the
five
Buzz. 5:00 Friday. Ooh. And then Saturday, 12:30.
Yeah.
Then we got Little Rock baseball. The Trojans played SEMO. That would be their last big season.
What do you think SEMO stands for?
Conference season series at Gary Hogan. Southeast Missouri.
661-1037. Let's get a contestant on for a little family feud.
Let's do it.
What are we paying for, Christian?
Pulaski County Fair tickets?
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud.
Is it a four-pack, Family
Sponsored
four-pack?
Sponsored by
four-pack.
Southern Bank.
Yes.
Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
We got a good one.
Are they giving away a deposit?
If you can't go, you can give your tickets to someone else. How about that's if right. for some reason you can't go? By the way, it's from the 870. Higher Love always lifts the spirits, too. Great job with your music.
Yeah.
Christian needs his own music station or playlist on Apple or Spotify.
I would like it. I would like to be like a music host. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and then, of course, too, I think...
But I'd have to have free reign.
And there's... Listen, just to be fair, it's a combo of Roger and when we're on the road, sure, Christian usually will do that, but Roger also is heavily involved with the music.
Am I instrumental in it? Sure, I am.
We're like Rogers and Hammerstein.
Yes, it's a combo effort.
Rogers
and Weaver.
Hammerstein.
Somebody said, what about Anthony Black? We'll pick two. We mentioned him earlier. Thanks, Hogzilla. We mentioned him. He's our guy. All right, let's see. I think we got a contestant there. One that says, how many miles do you have on your car, Chuck?
132,000.
Wow. Very nice. What year is it?
2014.
2014. Not bad at all. Here's one. My 2018 Chrysler 300 I bought from Frank Fletcher had 5 miles on it, and I have 357,000. Zippy wants to buy it. I told him I will be ready to trade it only after I get to 500,000 miles. That's not a truck. That is one of those 300s. Remember those 300s are?
Jeff, you know, from down the hall.
Yeah.
You know, Jeff Allen.
He's
Allen.
The number one DJ in AY Magazine.
Oh, does he? On his truck.
Wow. Well, he drives from Searcy, Russellville every day.
Well, most of the time he's from Peppermint.
Think about that. Hey, can you imagine Roger driving an hour every day? I don't know, but a lot of people do it for the radio show that goes on live. Of course, he does midday. It's not like he's doing mornings or anything. You know, there's not much pressure. Well, he doesn't have the pressure of doing
that. But he's not by himself. He's dropping somebody off.
All right, who's our contestant there, Rod?
What? He's not. Jeff! I know he is. He's taking somebody back home. Because he's that kind of guy. Who's on the phone with us? Yeah. Who's
Alex.
This?
Alex.
Alex, is that you?
Yeah. Alex met David Maslin. Same one met him in Hot Springs.
Oh, you're the guy. You're the guy at the Mexican restaurant, right?
Yeah,
Me and Sean. Yeah, you and Sean, the plumbers, right?
Yeah, the plumbers.
Yeah, Alex was great. They had a lot of energy. Well, all right, Alan, let's see. It's going to be you and Chuck versus me and Christian.
All right,
so we hope you win.
Alex? All right, Alex, here's the deal.
All right.
Your name is your buzzer. You're going to need your buzzer on this very first question. Let me let you listen to what Justin Moore once said when I asked him for his buzzer.
Justin!
Let me hear your buzzer, Alex.
Alex!
All right, that's a good buzzer. All right, here we go. Be the first one to chime in with your buzzer to this question that I asked 100 people when I left Pop's Lounge 2 weeks ago. I said, give me the top 5 answers to this question. Name something that's good about living alone.
David.
You better have been the first one to answer, even if you don't get it right.
You don't have to pick up. You can be messy.
Right on. 1, 2, 3. Number 4
wow.
on the list. Less
oh
to clean.
Oh, my gosh. I
less
thought
to
higher.
Clean. One answer. 3 answers are higher than that.
Wow.
Alex and Charles, what do you think? What do you think?
Ooh.
Alex, now you're the leader of this team. Chuck's no slouch in this game.
I think you got a lot of privacy. You walk around naked.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Privacy.
Wow.
Privacy. That is number 3. That is 3. Isn't that a song? After you go, I can have more room. I'm going to play that song. That's it. That's where it all goes. It's about privacy. Right. After you go, I'll stay out all night long if I feel like it. Let's go.
Yeah,
2 and so you're going to keep it or you're going to pass, Alex? You want to play or pass?
Play.
You're going to play, my friend. Let's go. 3 answers left. Of name something that's good about leaving alone. 17 people said privacy. 13 people said less to clean. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 people said... What?
No argument.
No argument.
No argument. No argument. Not on the board. Not on the board.
Well,
26 people said number 1.
Along those lines, if there's no argument,
right?
Just peace.
Number 2 on the board is peace. Number 2, very good. 20, listen to this. 25 people said peace. 26 people said the numero uno mundo. And so you've got the number 1 answer and the number 5 answer left on the board. 2 strikes still available to you. You know, which is weird, because if it's 2 strikes, then how come you get 1 strike, you got 2 more? But if you miss 2 more, it should be 4 chances. It's the whole Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop thing.
Don't overthink.
Give me the answer. I'm sorry. Anyway,
Greg, it's been almost 30 years since I've lived alone. So
yeah, but right now, though, I'd be willing to bet your wife has some great ideas.
She probably does. Okay, here's one. Right. You can do what you want.
You can do what you want.
Yeah. Do what you want, yeah.
You like that?
I mean,
yeah.
Okay, you're the leader of the team.
Stop right there.
I'm going to give it to you because freedom is, I'm going to let you have it. Freedom, the number 1 answer. All right, here it is, Alex. It's down to scrotum cutting time, my friend. 1 answer remains. The number 5 answer. 6 people said this. You've got freedom, peace, privacy, less to clean, and the number 5 answer still on the board is?
What's he
saying? Less money to spend, less bills.
Less bills, less money to spend. Not a bad answer. You're the leader of this team. Not on the board.
Roger's wasting no time. No discussion. He's not giving us any time to talk about it. Okay, here we go. I got it. You control the remote.
What do you think, Alex?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
It's a good one.
He likes it?
I agree with that. You control the remote.
My good friend, that is on the board.
What?
But it's number 6. It's number 6. So, hold on, Alex. It's not over. This family 4-pack to the Pulaski County Fair is still in play. David and Christian have to give me the number 5 answer. If they get it, they're ripping your heart out.
Can you?
If they miss it, you will get the tickets.
1 through 4 here.
Freedom.
Okay.
Peace. Privacy. Less to clean. Control of the remote, which is a great answer. Yeah. It's just not in the top 5. Now, on the other radio show that I do after this one, I do play the top 6. That would have worked.
Okay.
Number 5 answer is still on the board.
Can you save money?
And only 6 people said this, my friend. Only 6. Or for our Spanish-speaking friends, seis.
I feel like a lot of these answers are kind of overlapping a little bit. Because you're talking about freedom.
Yeah, idiot.
Wait a minute. Who are you talking to?
Well, it's not right.
Wait a minute. You know that came out loud, right?
Sorry, that was out loud.
That's
not for you.
Okay. Okay. Now listen. Let me. You know what? Here's the deal. It's a little off Broadway. on this one right here. I would tell you the same thing, George Alex, Mason, if this was you. Broadway. It's not something, not on just
what, off what about it saves Broadway. You money because you don't have to spend as much groceries or your expenses are less.
Get to eat out?
Or I would just think maybe expenses are less. Is that would that be described, if you're describing, what was the exact question?
The exact question is, name something that's good about living alone.
I already said you can be messy.
You can be messy.
Freedom.
Stay out all night long so if you feel like it.
So staying up and doing what
you
want to do is not.
You freedom. Well, listen, that's freedom. You're that guy. You're doing it right now.
It's freedom.
You're doing
eating
it.
In bed.
You're lit. That's freedom. That's freedom.
What do you think, Christian?
I think your guess is as good as any. Save money.
Save money.
Save money. I mean, that's. I mean, you want to just say save money.
Yes.
You're going to go verbatim. That's it. Save money.
We're going with it.
Not on the board.
Alex.
You were so close there. You were so close. The actual answer I'm looking for, verbatim, or I would have taken some derivative of this, control of food.
I was going to say you can eat what you want, but that seems like freedom.
Well, yeah, but no, it's not. It's control. No, you know what? It's control of food, whether you want to go out and eat or whether you want to keep it in your refrigerator.
Same thing.
It doesn't matter. The term now is you're screwed. Alex, you're the winner, my friend.
You're the winner, Alex.
Way to go. I mean, listen, I didn't say it was the greatest set of answers that the folks gave me the other day, but that's what they gave me. And they broke it up.
I won.
Yes. Alex, hold on, and Chris is going to tell you how you will be able to pick up your family four pack to the Pulaski County fair, or how you'll be able to transfer them to someone else.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate you listening,
buddy. Thank you.
Hi, Alex. Roger, Christian, do we have the open for Dead or Alive?
No, we do not have it built.
We not?
No.
I thought for sure we did. Do we not have those?
Now he's got them though, right?
I have them back from Shots. I have not built the other.
Oh, he hasn't built them.
We got to get those. We'll do those tomorrow then. I got me some Dead or Alive.
This is where it starts, Christian. This is when they start turning on you.
Yeah, but listen. Hey, we got to get stuff done. Got to stay number one, man.
Oh, my goodness me.
All right. Thanks, Chucky. Appreciate it. Thanks,
oh, here it is. Here's that song I was telling you about.
What is this?
This is the song I was trying to tell you. This is Bluer Than Blue.
After you go.
Just when you're living alone.
Yeah, what do you want to do this for? Why do you want to bring us? Why do you want to
because
get us
of
depressed?
The guest?
After you go.
I'm not depressed.
I have a lot more time.
See, he's got more time for sleeping when you're living alone.
Yeah.
When you're gone. Like things are going to be like.
This is Roger when he gets sad.
This is melancholy.
Who's this?
Michael Johnson.
It's a pretty song if you're depressed.
It is a great depressed song. Sadder than sad. Because he gives a list.
It's good.
Sing it, Roger.
This empty room has ever had. And life without you is gonna be bluer than blue.
Yes, it's really, really beautiful and depressing.
Oh, here we go. Let him give a list. Here's all the things you'll do.
After you go, I have a lot more room in my closet.
Got more room in my closet, so.
After you go, I'll stay out all night long if I feel like it.
The last one.
And when you're gone, I can run through the house.
Run through the house screaming. And no one will ever hear him.
The deep, dark depression I was in for the last 30 days. It's a beautiful song.
It's a great song, life's over. You know what? Is it more of a funeral song than a wedding song?
All right, Chucky, thanks, buddy.
What it is, after you go. All right, fine. Thanks, Charles.
Alex, call back if you want those tickets.
Alex!
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Chucky.
About as sharp as me.
Hey,
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Extraordinary events come once in a blue moon, and right now, even the most extravagant luxuries are well within reach. The one and only May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you can save up to 50% on nearly everything in the store. This is your chance to get the service, selection, and experience that makes you feel like family at the best prices of the year, guaranteed. Don't miss the one and only May sale at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
We all know how busy our lives can be these days and how important our time and convenience is as well. And Edwards Food Giant knows that too. So that's why they're inviting you to take advantage of their Heat and Eat Meal Solutions items in the deli department. Delicious Edwards Food Giant signature dishes along with a wide choice of entree and sides, all ready for you to pick up and take home to serve your family tonight. The Heat and Eat Meal Solutions now at your favorite Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant deli. This week's special is chicken spaghetti for only $7.49 per pound with seasoned corn for $4.49 per pound.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here, General Manager at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep, and I've got some exciting news. If you've been thinking about upgrading your ride, now is the time. Right now, get no payments for 90 days plus 0% financing on select new Rams and heavy duties and Wranglers, Gladiators, Durangos, Pacificas, and Grand Cherokee models, all with available 0%. Need a new truck? We've got up to $12,000 off plus 72 months at 2.9. If you're looking for a family vehicle, we got $7,000 off the all-new Voyager. Plus, drive home in a new Compass with rates as low as 1.9% for 72 months. And listen to this. We're paying more for trades than ever before, even if you don't buy from us. We need the inventory, and we're going to pass that money on to you. Inventory's moving fast on the new, and these offers will not last long. Come see us today on Warden Road in Sherwood, or shop online at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved in minutes at FletcherCredit.com.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no energy and no sex drive, it may be time to head to Low T Center, y'all. Look, one in four men have low testosterone. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and see if you qualify for TRT customized to your body by expert providers. Choose self-payer insurance. It's your choice. You can even have your treatment shipped to your door. Low T Center's got the highest quality testosterone, and their providers tailor it to you, so you know it's effective. Put the spring in your step. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
Tune in every Friday morning to hear Danny West from Hogsports.com on Morning Mayhem. Brought to you by HJ Trailer Sales. They've got truck beds and utility trailers for every type of job and a service facility for maintenance and repair. Local folks with great products. Visit them online at HJTrailerSales.com or in person at 808 Albert Pike in Hot Springs.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
Oh, can you not? Did you just? Can you ever get enough Three Dog Night, Baz?
No, you can't. You can't.
That organ stinks.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Coming up shortly, we'll get a visit with Tommy Norman, who's got maybe the most famous Anthony in Arkansas. We already mentioned Anthony Black, amongst others. Anthony Lucas, Anthony Eubanks, a couple Razorbacks. someone said yesterday on our Middleton Air text line, Clint Sterner on graffiti yesterday may have possibly been the greatest clip on graffiti ever. Indeed. Y'all's thoughts? We need a top 10 for graffiti.
Yep.
You know, Christian, that's not a bad idea. It was so good. That's worthy to have in the system.
Can you get it?
You remember that about the tassel and grabbing the diploma?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, he is fantastic every single week.
Yep.
I think I didn't think yesterday was...
Did you not? I thought it was good.
It was great. I'm not saying it wasn't good. It was great. But I think the baseball ones and a few others.
Well, why don't we start grabbing some of those if...
Grab it like he grabbed that tassel.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We're looking for Anthony's. Oh, look at this one. We have a customer that brings his 2003 Honda Element to our shop.
There's no way.
And says, guess how many miles it has? There's no way. I don't know what a Honda Element is.
Is it 300?
Take a guess, Christian. I'm going to look up Honda Element. Oh, my gosh. This is the Honda Element.
Is
oh my.
I'm going to go 420.
Oh, my goodness me. This is the Honda Element.
Oh, my goodness me.
Okay.
You see this, Christian? You see that?
Yeah.
I don't know where this dude is going. Let me see what year he says. He says he lives in Pine Bluff. The 2003 Honda Element has 995,845 miles.
That's amazing.
I'm going to say we want evidence. We want a photo of
the odometer.
Yeah, odometer. I mean, that may be one of the greatest I've ever heard. And that's 2003. That's in 20-something years. That dude's living out of that car.
That's amazing.
He's living out of that car.
You ever that car is 6 years younger than me.
Someone said my 2013 Ram pickup has 2,088 miles. I've put every mile on it, but she's showing her age. Somebody, you know, on the other one, Roger, did you mention, oh, my gosh, you may have mentioned I missed it, full control of the thermostat?
That's not on the list.
See, that's freedom.
Wow. Oh, that's freedom. Well,
all these things are freedom.
Well, that's even beyond
freedom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, the freedom is
freedom.
You know what? We've got a lot of single dudes in this building, so we could have asked them, and I think all that would probably fall under freedom.
It would.
Yeah, everything from being able to go out, being able to buy certain vehicles.
Eat whatever you want.
Take a different chick to a different bar so that no one recognizes. Oh, my God, that's a different one this week.
Coming up in the next hour, Roger, we're going to...
Or chicks, too. Chicks can do it, too. I'd be interested to know what it is for a single woman.
We're going to talk with Tommy Norman. And also, too, we're going to play a little Dead or Alive. This is a game that, Roger, you know, over the years, it's a staple on a lot of, you know, radio shows.
It's a staple.
It's always fun. This guy right here is coming up.
Cherokee Copper! Tommy Norman! Oh, he's retired, but he'll still arrest you!
All right, don't go away. It is 9 o'clock. Beautiful day today. Glad you're with us.
It is.
For my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great